Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. Chapter 5. The Preaching of the Kingdom of God and the Preaching of the Gospel of the Kingdom. Considering that the Kingdom of God and the Gospel of the Kingdom are distinct but complementary aspects, we also understand that it is very reasonable to point out a similar distinction between the preaching of the Kingdom of God and the preaching of the Gospel of the Kingdom. The Scriptures show us that both the Kingdom of God and the Gospel of the Kingdom have been widely announced. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the Gospel of the Kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Luke 9:2. He sent them to preach the Kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Acts 28:30-31. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house, and received all who came to him, preaching the Kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Preaching the Kingdom of God is to announce or proclaim the Kingdom itself and the characteristics of this Kingdom. To preach the Gospel of God is to announce the availability of the granting of the Kingdom of God to those who accept it in the terms in which it is offered. The fact that a Kingdom is proclaimed to other places and the individuals of other kingdoms, by itself, does not automatically or generally imply that this Kingdom is also available to those to whom it is announced. A nation or country, in particular, may take action so that it becomes known to other countries and other peoples, but not necessarily with the goal that other people will become part of this country or nation. A nation may announce itself to other nations to offer, for example, the products it produces or to present itself as a buyer of products that other people produce. The proclamation of the Kingdom of God associated with the announcement of the Gospel of the Kingdom, however, is not intended to present the Kingdom of God and its characteristics only to let people know of its existence, but it also seeks to reveal God's willingness to offer His Kingdom for those who believe in the Lord, in His Kingdom, and also in His Gospel. When the Lord Jesus Christ proclaims the Kingdom of Heaven to human beings, He does not call people just to believe in the existence of the Kingdom of God, but He tells them as well to believe in the Gospel of this Kingdom, for in addition of knowing about the Kingdom of God, it is through the offer presented in the Gospel that people can also receive it in their personal life. Mark 1:14-15. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the Gospel of the Kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the Kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, and believe in the Gospel." The preaching of the Kingdom of God comes to fill the gap of information about the Kingdom of Heaven, but the preaching of the Gospel of the Kingdom comes to awaken people to know that the Kingdom of God is near them and that, in addition to being near, it can be accessed by those who live on earth and by those who accept it as a gift from heaven and God. How will people voluntarily receive something about which they do not have a minimum of information? How will people want to receive something if they do not know it or do not know that it is available to be received voluntarily by them? Therefore, the preaching of the Kingdom of God and the preaching of the Gospel of the Kingdom complement each other so that the proclamation of the Kingdom and its availability become announced and known together. When the Lord announces the greatness of the aspects of His Kingdom, He does it because of His purpose of sharing them also with those who are pleased with Him and His gifts. The Lord Jesus Christ presented many characteristics of the Kingdom of God in His preaching and teaching, but He also remained very intense in announcing how a person can receive and enter the Kingdom of Heaven, according to some examples that we repeat below. John 3:5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the Kingdom of God." Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the Kingdom of Heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew 5, 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The focus of the preaching of the kingdom of God aims at proclaiming to people the real existence of the kingdom of heaven and how human beings are dependent on this kingdom. The focus of the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, in turn, is to let people know that even though they are living under natural limits, they can choose to interact with the heavenly kingdom much more intensely than when they do not perceive it and do not receive it in personal life.